We're learning this maimer from the Chalaban. We began a few weeks ago. The very, very important sugya bitochen and hishtadlus. We're on page Tavkuf Mem Gimel. Tavkuf Mem Gimel, and you should have some new pages. I believe you probably have until, well, you have at least until, I think, Tavkuf Mem Aleph, more. Oh, you have more. You should have till Tavkuf Nun Hei. We began learning last week. The Chalvan was introducing to us an additional component to the whole discussion that's necessary in order for us to understand what happened with Yaakov Avinu, the Bitachon of Yaakov Avinu that was given a promise by Kadosh Baruch Hu, but on the other hand, he seems to have been worried, and on the surface seemed to have been lacking Chas V'Shalom and Bitachon. On the other hand, Yosef HaTzadik, we see with Yosef HaTzadik also there's an issue of Bitachon with the Sar HaMashkim. So we were learning until last week, we were learning the Mahalach of Reb Avinel. In order to help us understand fully the whole sugya, the Chalban began to explain the Midah of Anava and what Anava means. The last piece that we were doing was on Pesh Tavkuf Mem Gimel on top. I'm sorry about that. Tavkuf Mem Gimel on top. We're learning how the fact that a person has anava and the emes of what anava really, really means is not ever that the person does not recognize his kaiches and his kishoinus. The nekuda pnimis of anava is, and this is something we've learned many times over the years, the nekuda hapnimis of anava is that I have these kishroinus, I have these kaiches. But when I say I have to be very careful, because the I have, if one actually believes that the I over there of who he is the cause, is the reason for these kaiches and the kishroinus, Then he is the opposite of an anav, and that true anav means the recognition in the deepest way that every single thing that I have is only from Hashem Zbarach. Mitzad myself, I have nothing. And the last thing we learned is that because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a love for Am Yisrael, that Lo Merubcha Mikol Ha'amim, that's the drasha we learned from Chazal before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us because we're mematen atzmachem, it says in the Medrash. That we see that Hashem gave so much to Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu's way of seeing himself was Anochi Ofer Ephraim, dust and ashes. And same with Moshe and Aaron and David HaMelech, all the tzaddikim. Masha'en came by the Ovdei Elilim, that whenever they receive Gedula, they begin to believe that they're the ones who are responsible for that gedula, for that greatness, for that power, as we see by Nimrod and by Paro, by Sennacherib and Nebuchadnezzar, all the Rishayim, that whatever gifts they receive, they believe it's theirs and it's due to their own karchis. So we're continuing at the bottom of page Tavkuf Mem Gimel. This medrash contains great depth. Now we learned that the closer one gets to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the more one sees the unbelievable gifts that Hashem gives him, the more humbled he is by that reality that nothing is his own. Everything is Hashem. And therefore what the Medrash is teaching us is that Am Yisrael Amamish Makushat Hashem, they're bound to Hashem. Ukuchol Shemushpas Alem HaBracha, and therefore we see that the bigger the brachas that they experience in life, Kain Heim Misvadim Yosef Yosef Hashem Hashbarach, which is the opposite of the rest of the world. By the rest of the world, the greater the wealth, and the greater the skills and talents and brilliance and so on, the greater, usually, the greater the distance between that person and the Borei Olam, the more that person gets lost in himself, in the feeling that he was the one who accomplished it. But Masha'in came, when it comes to Bnei Yisrael, the more we have, the more we feel that it's mamish, not ours, everything is Hashem. So the greater the brachas that we receive, Kein Heim Mitzvadim Yosef Yosef Hashem is brach. So we become closer and closer to Hashem, not further apart. Umavat L'matzim Yosef Yosef, and that brings us to feel more bottled to Hashem. Kach B'nei Shavai Olam, the way that it is generally in the world, Zkichol Shecha Odom Nasa Sarva Godol Abnei Amai, that when a person becomes like an officer, becomes an official, a big shot. As Kehum is not Pech, Begavosom, Aloifef, Bakshavas Asmo. He becomes inflated with his own conceit and wrapped up in what he considers to be his own importance. Humashman Mikroidav Yikar Chashivus becomes fat from his Chashivus, what he thinks is his Chashivus. Kachan Amaitzim Mikar Wumus Ailam Shikhol Shodim Balsrori Yosem. We see this in the world, that the more powerful a person is, Kein Apa Imurum Yosef, so his nose is held higher. He expects that the whole world should recognize his greatness. And that's the way of the world. That the higher one ascends on that totem pole of power and of influence. So too gaiva, conceit and arrogance, ascends together with him and gets stronger. But by Am Yisrael it's the opposite. By Am Yisrael, the higher we go, the greater we become. But the big tzaddikim, sorry, kodesh al yonim, we see the biggest of the tzaddikim, the kodeshim, on the ma'isim yosef yosef, midas anav. That's exactly what the Medrash is teaching us. By Moshe, by Avraham Avinu, by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yaakov, by David HaMelech, yosef yosef, midas anav. The more humble, the greater they are, the more brachas they have, the more brachas they receive, the bigger the anava. The more power, the bigger the anava. Lo gaiver metapesis b'mazad derainas heichel Hashem. It's not conceit that is rising and climbing in the place of Hashem. El anava sedik v'shiflish ruach. Humility, true humility. Ad sha'adoy neinuv rabbeinu. Rabban shakol ha'nevim. So that the Rebbe of all the nevim, Moshe Rabbeinu Rayim Hemna, the faithful shepherd, that, as Chazal tells us, that Moshe Rabbeinu was more humble than the four people with Tzaraz, than the Arba Mitzaron that are sent out of the Machne, that are sent out of the camp, that have every reason to look at themselves and to see their faults that brought such sickness upon them. But Moshe Rabbeinu was more humble than any of these people. Next page, Tovkuf Mandal, Kemoisha, Rabbeinu, Allah Shom, as the Torah testifies, there is nobody in the entire world as humble as Moshe Rabbeinu. Afshal, Hayu Adam Ba'olam Shehisig, Vihigil, Amailus, La Torah's Kaidesh, Ahal Yainis, Yazachalahan, even though there's nobody who ever lived that reached such greatness as Moshe Rabbeinu. Mishnema by that Hashem Isbarach himself says about Moshe Rabbeinu, Bechol Beisi Nemanhu, that he's trusted in my entire house. So Hashem says about Moshe Rabbeinu such a lashon that he never said about anybody else. V'lai mikruhuza. I mean, that's not a coincidence. Ela what? He on the ascendance. That davke ha'asogas ha'yonis ha'zachalan. That davke, because Moshe Rabbeinu was that person who is able to grasp more of God than anybody who ever lived. Lada'as says, Mishu Amav Ahay Ha'olam, Bi'idiyah Beruah Va'amuka, the Moshe Benu reached such a madrega of knowing God in such a clear and deep way, more than any person who ever lived. Basim Klari Yedanahara, and his nevuah was in such a way that it was mamish, totally, totally clear and open. Hein Eile Shechalkeku V'kovu B'levavoy, Be'ed Barzel U'Betzipar in Shamir, the Davka, the great knowledge that he had, and Davka because he was so brilliant and things were so clear to him, and he was so close to Hashem, that clarity and that great knowledge and awareness engraved within him, Ladas Lohidia Shein Klal Makam Lodom Lahari Marishlos Gaus, Davka, that he was the humblest person in the world. He understood that more than anyone. That everything is Hashem. And there's nothing more ridiculous than a human being taking credit for himself and becoming a Balgaiva. He understood more than anyone that Ein Lo Yeladim Shum Dover Ve'Ein Mishalai. That a human being has nothing of his own. Allah, call me many as Baruch, everything's from Hashem. Ve'Ein Dover Ha'Yotzei Mishus Gavoah. And there's nothing that's nothing at all that exists without Hashem holding on to it, without coming from Hashem as Baruch. Yishtabach Shmoi V'Yis'al. Oitzem Gavus Ha'Soga. It's Davka because of the great Hasoga, because of the astonishing Madrega that Moshe Benu reached in his understanding of Elokus. He Zusha Mila Es Lavovo La'akir Es Chesed Hashem Hamamali Es Hakol. Davka because he reached so close to Hashem, closer than any person before or after, that Davka he understood how everything is Chesed Hashem. Everything is Chesed Hashem that fills everything. V'Shefa HaBrachas Nimtza B'Kol, and the unbelievable Bracha that is in all that exists. Davka he understood that more than anybody. That it's not man, it's all God. And therefore, to Moshe Rabbeinu, there was nothing at all, even the tiniest little thing, that stood between him and that great Shefa that was pouring out from God upon him and upon the entire world. Im kein, kedai shei elyoin, the great tzaddikim milei anava, are filled with humility. V'davka v'schus hisalus hamadvekus hamashem, and davka v'schus of the dvekus to Hashem, k'may medavid hamelech, as David hamelech says, v'anvascha sarbeini. What does that mean? V'anvascha sarbeini is HaKadosh Baruch, you have, in your humility, you have given me so much, so much, you never stop giving me. Now we can answer the question that we asked earlier. How is it possible for the tzaddikim to be so humble? And on the other hand, they recognize very clearly their greatness, their milas, and because of that, they understood the great responsibility they had to take advantage of those milas that they had. Therefore, they were able to accomplish magnificent things during their lifetimes. So now we understand. The answer is that the tzaddik is holding on to both of these bechinas. One is how the tzaddik understands himself, be'etzem, who he is, on his own, who he is. Vashniya, the second, mitzad masha Hashem nosan bay. The second perspective of the tzaddik is not who he is, be'etzem, but what Hashem has given him. Vatafkid shuhum ya'ilay, and the responsibility and the mission that he's been assigned by Hashem. Habchina achas. So let's go back. The first bechina, he recognizes, it's clear to him from the depths of his heart, that mitzad atzma, in terms of himself on his own, Ain't by, he's nothing. Ain't huklum. So Avraham Avinu said, "Anochi ofer ve'efer," and he meant it. Mitzar atzmai, he was saying, "Anochi ofer ve'efer." Ain't huklum. Ain't by ma'uma. Nothing. Tchusha zu memales anova amukam hamish. Mimulas. This feeling of the tzaddik fills him and makes him filled with another, with humility, amuka mamish, the deepest humility. Malas hakara begodl chazda v'tuvas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's filled with an awareness of Hashem's unbelievable kindness and Hashem's goodness. Vaynush ein klal benafshe tchusha shel magili. The trademark of the true tzaddik is there's never a feeling of magili, is kumtzami, that this is coming to me, that whatever good I have, it's magili. Ein hu miyachas la'atzmai zechuyas rabbis shelefiyan kosh baruch hu chayiv lo. The tzaddik does not see himself deserving mitzad atzmai, in terms of who he is, of any of Hashem's brachas. Kilo, to say that kosh baruch hu is chayiv lo, that kosh baruch hu owes me something. Alkach shehu meiser atzma leman ratzon Hashem. Knows, because I give myself over to Hashem, therefore he owes me something. Lehepach, just the opposite. Hu chash kol hazman, the tzaddik feels every minute of his life, toda amuka l'Hashem. He feels a tremendous gratitude to Hashem. Alshe zicha oisai li oishuta filo hisbarach, that Hashem has given him the privilege of being a partner with him. Shein dova godl mizeh, that a Kosh Baruch Hu has entrusted me with this responsibility, with this shlichus, with this tafkid, and he's entrusted me by giving me these koiches of intellect and of emotion and so on and so forth, and he's entrusted me with giving this family, with giving me my family and all of these other brachas. None of that is magiyeli, and none of that is because of me, and none of that is owed to me by Hashem. It's, he feels always an unbelievable gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, zicha is aliyah shuta v'lis baruch she'ein dova godl mizeh, the biggest thing. Kol chayiv hem shir v'haydoi la'Hashem izbaruch. The whole life of the tzaddik is a song of thanks to Hashem and praise to Hashem. Al kol esher gomloi, to all that Hashem has given him. Mizicha is a mitzvah yikaros kedoshes. I run shalom, you are mezakeh, a person like me with all of these precious mitzvahs. The Torah in the floor, and you're mezakeh me to be able to learn your Torah, to give such a schuz. Not that he's doing Hashem a tayvah by learning. Not that, okay, I'll get up and daven and put on some tefillin, that I'm doing him a tayvah. The tzaddik is filled with a feeling of the biggest hakaras hatov, that I can't believe it. Even though ofra ve'efra, I'm just mamish, and I ofra ve'efra, talas alish, I'm a worm, I'm nothing on my own, nothing. And still you trust me to give me the Torah, you trust me to give me mitzvahs to do in this world. Over mesivas rabbis v'tikun olam, you trusted me and gave me different missions, different responsibilities that I have to take care of, and things that I can accomplish in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu chayiv lanu, Kadosh Baruch Hu owes me something. Anu asirei tayda l'Hashem yisbarach. Adrabe, we have only thanks to Hashem. Al kol ma she'asa lanu, for all that He's given us. That's how the tzaddik feels. A tzaddik ha'amiti klal eino chash she'esh lo yischus. The true tzaddik doesn't feel at all, never feels at all, that he has some schus that makes him on his own deserving or worthy of any of these brachas. V'lachein ho'kol azman margish simcha, and therefore the tzaddik always is besimcha. He always is grateful and thankful and happy with who he is and what he has, and everything is a gift from Hashem. And he's vaidol Hashem, the thankfulness to Hashem, al hatoivus shemanik, for all the kindness and all the good things that Hashem has given him. Kisha odam margish shechayav maloi. Of course, the most miserable, unhappy people in the world are those who feel that everybody owes them. And not just the people owe them, but the God owes them. When somebody feels that the chayavim light that everybody owes him. Who einu misragish kshemakabel dvarim. That person, whenever he gets anything, it doesn't give him any joy. He doesn't feel any excitement. Why? He feels that the whole world owes him. What do you mean I should feel grateful to my mother? My mother's lucky she has me. My mother owes this to me. She's a mother, so she's got to take care of me. So if I should feel any gratitude to her, I need to thank her. I need to give her a call to tell her I love her. It's coming to me. It's coming to me. And adrabe, if she wouldn't give me those things, then it would be a terrible avla on her part because she owes me this. Because that's how the arrogant person feels. He's chayv to do it for me. It's coming to me. And it goes beyond one's parents. It goes all the way up to the top. Takash Baruch Hu. But I should feel grateful. I should also say that he gave me the ability to know the difference between light and dark. That Hashem gave me eyes to see, pekeh hivrim, mal b'shum, that he gave me clothing. He's chayv to give me all of these things. And since he's chayv to give me all these things, no matter what he gives me, it doesn't fill me with a feeling of gratitude or of joy. It doesn't make me excited at all. Just the opposite. If he would stiff me, if he wouldn't give me these things, I'd have a big taina. I'd have a big taina because he owes me these things. That's how the Russia looks at the world, the Bagaiva looks at the world, that everybody owes him. The world owes him. The Barishlam owes him. Everybody owes him. So therefore, whatever he has in life, he doesn't appreciate. He only sees it as a milui chayv, that I have my health. Why shouldn't I have my health? Of course I have my health. It's coming to me. And there are many, many, many people in the world who are healthy, so why shouldn't I be healthy? He always feels that whoever gave him that gift is chayv to give him that gift. And therefore, there's no reason to show any or to feel any appreciation because whoever gave it to me was chayv to give it to me. And that's the teva that was mechayev. Whatever his nature was mechayev to give it to me. The dogma, for instance, im bal chayev shechayev kesef rav. Say, guy owes a lot of money. This guy owes a lot of money. Yovel amalve. He goes to the malva who lent him the money. And he gives the malva a gift with kavod Shabbos. Here, malva, the lender, klal lo yargish vikshei toida klapi haloiva. The malva doesn't feel bichlal any gratitude to the loiva. Let's say this malva, Reuven, he lent Shimon $1 million. He lends Shimon $1 million. And Shimon brings him a chalif Shabbos. So I want to mechabed you with a chalif Shabbos. So Reuven, who lent $1 million to Shimon, is going to feel a whole hakaras hatayv. He doesn't. And ulai afilu yisraimel. It could be he'll even have a taina. We're not going into the sugi of ribbis. Of giving something additional, he mentions it in the note, just talking as a marshal. Hamalva magish shahaloiva chayivlo. The malva feels that the lover owes him $1 million. He's a bal chayiv, he owes me. Hamalva magish shahaloiva chayivlo. Vahamatan nechshevis kamei chayiv tivi. So, I lent him this $1 million, and this $1 million he's living off for the last 3 years, so, sure he gives me challah. Sure he recognizes. Sure he, It would be horrible if he didn't. And not only that, it could be he's getting angry. But the guy owes him $1 million and he brings him a challah. What about $1 million? What do I need this challah? What's he giving me a challah? Lumazais, on the other hand, let's turn the story around. And Reuven, the one who lent $1 million, the rich guy, Reuven, Yovel Beis HaLoiva, now this Loiva hasn't paid back, has not paid back the money. And the Malva comes to the Loiva's house, Shechav Lekeservav, and this Loiva owes him $1 million. Vitlo B'mo'or Panim Atani Yikar Lechvei Shabbos, and he gives him with a smile, he gives him a beautiful Shabbos present. He gives him a beautiful challah, or whatever, a nice present for Shabbos. Hale HaLoiva Yeh Mufta Ma'oi. The Loiva, who feels that it's bechlam not coming to him, Adrabi, he owes, and the Malva comes to give him something. The Malva comes to give him a Shabbos chal or something. Hello, Halayvi Yemuf to Ma'od. The borrower Shimon will be very surprised, and Yisragish Adim Kineshmoson, and he'll be very moved by that to the depths of his soul. The Yochush Rig Shei Toida Mukem Ma'od, and he'll feel tremendous gratitude. He never expected. He says, I owe you. Shimon says to Reuven, I owe you $1 million. And never for a second did I expect or think that what? You have eaten on a talim or upon me, you should give me a gift. And I'll give you a gift, but you give it with a lechtag upon him, with a smile and in such a good natured and beautiful way. And that's bechlal not coming to me. It's a very easy muscle. And if we would live this way, then on the Chavero, there would be unbelievable shalom between people, because the main cause of all the sickness then on the Chavero is a feeling that he owes me, and how dare he, and he doesn't recognize me for doing what I did for him, etc., etc. And of course, then on the Makom. So the Chalban explains, Zeb Bidiyuka Hevdo Ben Tzadik LeRosha Klapei Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is exactly the difference between the Tzadik and the Rosha vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the relationship to Hashem. HaRosha Magish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishares Shaloi. The Rosha feels that the Baruch Shalom is his Mishares, his Shamas, his servant. That's how the Rosha feels. Chayevlo. The Baruch Shalom owes me a parnasa, he owes me my health, he owes me a shidduch, he owes me kids. He's the Baruch Shalom is a big bal chayv by me. He owes me a lot. I can't tell you how many times I've heard my father, Zalgu Zuntan, over the years say that the Baruch Shalom doesn't owe me anything. Hashem doesn't owe me anything. That's something I grew up hearing. Hashem doesn't owe me anything. And that's coming from a person who went through a lot of hardships and came out from mamash from a Gehenim. And the Baruch Hu doesn't owe me anything. I owe him, he doesn't owe me anything. But by the Rasha, the Baruch Hu is a Shamas. The Baruch Hu is a Masharis. The Baruch Shalom exists, kivyachal, just to take care of him. And the Baruch Shalom owes him. Hu chayev loy. Loy zu levad she'enu magish rig shei toida al kach shu chayev no shem v'ro'eh v'holech v'shomeh v'toreim. Forget about it. Not only he doesn't feel gratitude for the fact that he's alive, he's breathing, he's able to see, he's walking, he's able to hear, he's able to taste things. V'chulu. V'yesh le'lechem le'chol. The Chalban doesn't know what we have in the five towns. These are the big hasagas. That he has bread to eat. Ubeged lilbaish and clothing to wear. Vayyoysemiza. And much more than that. The Russia feels Elohu magish Hashem chayv la'oidvar. That Hashem owes him more. that Hashem owes him even more. So Hashem chayv le'oydivarim. Kol mashu mekabel. It's the opposite. By the Rasha, the more he has, the more brachas he has, hatchusha hativisi shezemasha hayomu lekabel. His natural feeling is, of course I have this. This is what I'm supposed to have. This is coming to me. Of course I have it. Shezemasha hayomu lekabel. He was going to have it anyway. He was going to have it because of his hard work, because of how smart he is, because he actioned it from. It was coming to him. Hachoik mechayev shikabel. That's the chayik. There's a law like that. There's a law that if what? That if I get up in the morning and I go to work, then I earn a certain amount, and all of this is coming to me. Or the fact that I'm able to open my eyes and I'm able to see with my eyes, that I open my mouth and I'm able to speak. All of this is it's natural. That's of course I expect that. That's the least that God could do for me. We understand that by the Rasha, it doesn't think twice about going against Hashem's will. Because he doesn't already have karsatov. What do I owe him? Did I have to listen to him? Did I have to do for him? Did I have to obey him? What do I have with him? What did he do for me? And you hear this kaseda from the Rishayim. That's the lashon of the Rishayim. What has he done for me? What has God done for me? And so on. He doesn't feel that he's being an ingrate. That he doesn't feel that Hashem has given him those things. He feels it's all coming to him, and therefore the fact that he disregards all of the mitzvahs and goes against Hashem, why not? He doesn't do it for me, I don't do it for him. Calls us when they gave also. All of this is because of his gaiva, his conceit, his arrogance. Shemachzik me'atzmai, because he holds from himself. Halt von sich. V'choshev shemegilo, and he feels that everything is coming to him. That's how he looks at the world. That's how he looks at life. Rumasai, in contrast to the Rasha, had tzaddik makir mamish hakol mimeni yisborach. The tzaddik recognizes mamish, he feels this, everything is from Hashem. Uchai b'chol atzmusai, asmash anoim v'nishmas kol chai, v'chol levav amargish. The tzaddik feels in every minute, he feels with all of his heart the words that we say, nishmas, she'ilu finim olay shira kayom, that if my mouth was filled with song like the ocean, l'shenenemiya kaham and galav, and my lips, my tongue, with song, like all of the waves of the ocean, v'sefseisenu shevach, and my lips shevach with praise, k'mechaver aki, like the expanse of the sky, v'enenemiyuris k'shemesh v'cheyerech, and my eyes shining like the sun and the moon, v'yadene pusus k'nishe shemayim, and if my arms would be spread like the eagles of the sky, v'agdene kalus kayolus, and I could run fast like the deer, ein anachma speak in v'hoidus l'cha Hashem, l'kenu v'kevus, and I would never, ever, ever, if I had all of this ability to never stop singing to you and thanking you and praising you, it would never be enough. Ein anachma speak in v'hoidus l'cha Hashem, l'kenu v'kevus, Hashem, God of my fathers, even I wouldn't be able to thank you one may elef elef alfe alofim vibe revovus pa'amim, not even one tiny little fraction I would never be able to repay you of all the toivus and the kindnesses and the nisim and the miracles and the flows and the wonders shasisi imanu v'mavsi you've done for us and for our ancestors. I'm always a Baal Chayv. The tzaddik feels that he always owes Hashem. Every second he owes Hashem. So every mitzvah, every minute he could do, it makes him so happy to be able to do something kivyachol for Hashem. It's the biggest simcha that he has, the biggest nachas that he could do something. Because he's such a Baal Chayv. And he's able, what a schus that he has, to be able to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hatzadik molei toida kol ma sheyesh. The tzaddik is filled with gratitude for all that he has. It's not coming to him because he knows that mitzad atzmo he's nobody, he's nothing. Memela ein leklal tzipios Therefore, he never lives with expectations, l'kabel yoyis ma'asher kibel, that he should be getting more. Even the little bit that he has, he feels is not coming to him. Every time he's so surprised, his mom is shocked. The why would Hashem give this to me? I can't believe that Hashem gave me another day. I can't believe that Kadosh Baruch gave me my health. I can't believe that Hashem gave me such a beautiful, wonderful wife and wonderful, beautiful children. And Hashem gave me a seichel to learn his Torah and a mouth that could daven. It's an unbelievable. The tzaddik is always so shocked and surprised. He's misragish and he becomes excited. Mechadish, or misragish, mechadish mituva mechadish. Each and every time, mituva v'chazal sheshemus because of Kadosh Baruch Hu's loving kindness. B'chol pam humole shira. Therefore, the tzaddik is filled with song, with tehillah and praise to Hashem akol ha'tayva she'gam lo. For all the kindness that he has shown me. Meila, gamis amakas mekabel yahava. We understand that even when Hashem gives him a maka, because for whatever reason he needs to get a patch, he needs to go through some suffering, some difficulty, but the tzaddik is mekabel yahava. Why? For the love he receives it, he accepts it with love. Why? Ki humoida. Because he has always felt the greatest brachas in everything in his life and all the good that he's got. He's never felt worthy of all of that goodness, so of all that kindness. And because of that, if something doesn't go right, if Chalila, he's not well, or somebody that he loves passes away, or he loses his parnasa chas shalom or something, he's mekabel b'ahava. Because he's moida that everything that you've given me, it doesn't belong to me. I have no right to it. I'm not worthy of it. K'moshe shamanu meharim sadikim b'levayis b'nam shenitzach al kiddush Hashem. Like we've heard from parents, sadikim lo aleinu. Unfortunately, we've heard these things many times. There was just in Eretz Yisrael a terrible tragedy last week where there was somebody that went, the exterminator went with some insecticide, some pesticide, and he left it there in the apartment, and there were the two children that died, and the other ones were sick. I think now they're, Baruch Hashem, getting better. But this happened just 2 weeks ago in Eretz Yisrael. And these parents were at the levaya of the son, of the daughter. How many times we've heard from? It's already soon going to be the yard site of the bachim that were killed in Merkaz Rav Kook, and they're killed, and Jews are killed by Kiddush Hashem, and the parents Shomul Hashem as Mach say, Ein Anu Shalim Klal. We have no questions. And we're not asking any questions. Lama lakachta aysami itanu, page Tafkuf Memvav. We don't ask any questions. Why did you take my son? Why did you take my daughter? Begila hatsari at such a young age. Zeret sain chavaimik mashavtcha. Only Hashem knows. That's his rotzen. And only Hashem can grasp the oimik of what he's doing. Ritzenein elayim alacha. We've heard these parents say, Ta Hashem. Hashem is brach. We're filled with tremendous and deep gratitude for all the beautiful years that you gave us to spend with our precious son. We're not asking how come we couldn't spend more years like this. We're just thanking you for the years that you did give us to spend with this child. Vaz Amru, and then they said, Hashem Nasan Vashem Lakach Yehishem Hashem Harach. Hashem gave and Hashem took away, Hashem's name should be blessed. Elohim Yisrael, this is the Jewish nation. These are Jews. Am Kroivai, those who are closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and since they're closest to Him, they know that it's that everything is from Him, not from us. And if you know everything is from Him, that means that you appreciate everything, and nothing is coming to you, because it's not from us. So Yisrael Am Kroivai, and Vesanim Usnuim Sha'ein Magishim Bailus Alatzman, they're humble, modest, and they don't feel that they own anything, or anything is theirs. Not even their kids or anything that they have, or any of their possessions. Everything is a gift from Hashem's open and good and loving hand. As it says in the Pasuk, Mimcha hakol umiyodcha nasatalach. Everything is from you. Everything is you, Madish. You gave us everything. Everything is for you. You gave us everything. On the bottom, he brings a beautiful piece from the Kuzri. I'm sorry for that noise you heard in the background. That was, I'm having a drink. It's not soda. It's actually a juice. So I know for those who are worried about my soda consumption, it's a cup of juice and it has a straw in it. So I'm sorry, now that sounds pretty infantile, but that's where that sound comes from. But I'm grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me such a delicious drink, and it's not even dangerous, the drink. The footnote Kuf Mem Ches is from the Kuzri. Dvarim neflam kaisav al kachav Yehuda Levi b'sefer Kuzri. So Yehuda Levi writes v'zul l'shaynai. Omer Achaveh. The Kuzri says, Lumas, meaning the chaveh, the rav, the Talmud Chacham. Lumas zeh ha'achana la'anor v'ha'achana bo v'ha'machshove el he'odra l'fnei boyo kol eila kaifleis es ha'anor. He says, what gives the person a tremendous, tremendous amount of pleasure? What intensifies the pleasure that a person has from anything in this world? So the Rav Yehuda Levi says, when you don't have it, when this hana was something that was completely missing from you and you didn't expect it, then as a result of that, kol eila kaifleis hana, then when you do get it, The hana is double. There's much more. Zuga achas mi tarolas habrochas lekol mi shekibel alav lekaimen bekavanu b'shleimus. And this is one of the advantages. Zuga achas mi tarolas habrochas of making brochas lekol mi shekibel alav lekaimen bekavanu b'shleimus. For anybody who was mekabel upon himself to say the brachas with proper kavana in the right way. Kihain, what's the point of the brachas when we make brachas? Kihain mevias lanefesh adam es ha'avchana b'min ha'ana, because the bracha reminds the person, brings to the person's awareness that hana, that pleasure that he is deriving from Hashem's world. Umar lidais is a hargosha b'tzarech lahoydes aleha l'misha nosna l'achashah hayodim chayshish lahiyadra. And that awakens within the person a tremendous feeling that he wants to thank the one who gave it to him. L'achashah hayodim chayshish lahiyadra, especially when he thought he wasn't going to have it anymore. Especially when he thought there was no chance that he would have that hanah. But it's tigdol asimchal hanah zu. And then the joy of this hanah, this pleasure, is even greater. Kach atam avar shecha yonu v'kiyam anu. And this is the way that we should make a bracha when it comes time to making a shecha yonu. Shrei atar royas atam cham azuman lomas. So you see yourself as somebody who's about to die. You're sentenced to death. You're about to die. And And now you're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was supposed to die, and I am giving you thanks. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to live more. And that's why you gave me this thing to eat. It's not coming to me. I don't have any hana that's coming to me. And I'm not worthy, and I'm not deserving of having the parnasa, the money, to be able to buy this food. So now you see everything is a schia, whatever that hanoi is, whatever that pleasure is, you feel it's what a gewaldige schus. What a gewaldige schus. V'yakel b'necha achoyli, v'af ha-mavis b'vo b'zmano, ki b'asoyis ch'chesh b'nefesh, nafshcha matzosa ki, b'masacha metancha im elokecha, yatzosa b'revach. It's a beautiful lashon that Rabbi Yudolevi uses. Person realizes. V'yakel b'necha achoyli, he doesn't get all brokenhearted and worked up if he's not feeling well. And even when it comes to death, when the time comes to death, he's not angry and bitter. Why? Because when you make a true cheshbon nefesh, you take an accounting of your soul, you will see that in your business dealings with Hashem over the course of your life, you came out ahead. You profited. And the tzaddik feels that, even though if you look at the tzaddik's life, you see what kind of profit did he have with Hashem? He's the biggest tzaddik. He does a million mitzvahs a day. He learns Torah all the time. And this is what he has in his life. But if you ask the tzaddik feels, Yatzasi berevach. I'm out ahead. I'm way ahead in this partnership, in this relationship with Hashem. She lefi tevach haroi ata ki yeda kol tov mimcha. Ki ofra ata. Because the tzaddik feels that according to who I am, I don't deserve to live at all. I don't deserve anything. Nothing is coming to me. You just feel that God out of his loving kindness, he's mazaking me with this. That he gave you life and pleasure. And you're filled with tremendous, tremendous akaras atayf. And when the time comes for you to let go of one or all of these gifts, when the time comes for the things to be taken away, you'll be able to say thank you. Hashem took from me, and Hashem gave me, and he took from me rather, and Hashem should be benched, Hashem's name should be blessed. The Kuzvi says, and if you live this way, your whole life will be filled with Hana. Everything that you have. Even the tiniest little thing is gewaldic, it's not coming to me. I can't believe you're so good to me, you're so kind to me. So every single thing that you have, it mamish fills you with simcha, it fills you with joy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that for you. And whoever has not accepted upon himself this derech of brachas, this derech of every moment thanking Hashem and benching Hashem, he looks at the hana that he had and he says, that's the pleasure that I have, that's a pleasure. He doesn't even see the pleasure in what he just had. For an animal that would be good, but that's not for somebody like myself. So this person never has hana. The Rosh never, never has hana. No matter how much you give him, he always feels it's coming to him and it's not enough. And according to what he does, and so on.
Even though
Kimhana, the behemoth is chadayma. Kim lahana behemis bedoim lahana. I'm sorry, bedoim lahana. Sa shikah she is kind of lamal, like the hana of a shikah. The shikah doesn't know who gave him or what gave him. The shikah thinks everything just came into the world like this from nowhere, so he doesn't have anybody to thank. He doesn't have any return address. So it's kumtzimir. So everything is coming to him. Everything is coming to him. Back on top, in the middle of the page. Him kain. If so. We've seen this first opinion. That the tzaddik mitzad atzmai, who he is, nothing. He has nothing. Nothing is coming to him. Now the second bechina is sheyedeya umakir es ma Hashem nosen by. That he knows, he understands, and he recognizes all that Hashem has given in him. The tzaddik is always aware of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him a nishmas kel chai, nishmas elokim adira shechenes bo, that each and every one of us has a murdik a nishmas Hashem, a chilek elokal mimal mamish inside of us. The Himalaya Shefa v'Koyach Otzum, and this neshama is filled with Shefa, tremendous Shefa and Koach. Humakar Heitav is Abroch of Atoivish and Metsuya by Hashem is Baruch. He recognizes in a very, very clear way all of the brachas and all the toivas that he has from Hashem. Ve'enim is Kachesh Lahem Klal V'Iker, and he doesn't deny any of the toivas, any of the hanos, the pleasures that he has that Hashem has given him. Lehepach. Humakir Heitav is a Kaikas Hashem Nasanbo. Now he knows that he's smart. He knows that he's sharp. He knows that he has this skill or that talent. He knows that he has this amount of money. Humakir Heitav is a Kaikas Hashem Nasanbo. Gracious. Hu Halei Reitz Elohidus Hashem. Gracious, who Halei writes Hashem, all he wants is to give thanks to Hashem. He miskakas the Masha Kibel, and if he denies that was given to him, or if he thinks that he was the one that did that, Halayimna Haidos Hashem Uzbach, that would hold him back for thanking Hashem, for giving praise to Hashem. Shainis, Ein Hu Chai B'Sheker. He's not living a lie. He's not living a lie. Ki'ilu, he doesn't know that it's God who's giving him all of these things. Ki'ilu, he doesn't know there is such a thing as Hashem is doing this for him. Kamuvan, ein hum magzim u'manapeach es ma sheyeshbo. Obviously, he's not exaggerating. He's not inflating the kaychus that he has. The kilu, he's imagining that he's somebody that he's not. I mean, that's a serious mental illness. Humake bidyuk mayeshbo. The inyan of the tzaddik, he knows exactly his talents, his kaychus, his skills. He knows exactly. Humake bidyuk mayeshbo. And he also knows 100% what's missing. He knows what he's not doing. And he knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given him certain skills and talents, not to show off, but rather in order to do what he has to do, what he's responsible to do. To take care of his shlichus. He needs these things to be able to take care of his shlichus. It's not to make himself proud, Kilo. It's something he made himself. He did for himself. Mimela, his kachashus aleihem ain't a toiva. Mimela, to turn away from one's own skills, one's own talents, one's own intelligence, from the gifts that God has given, it's a big mistake. Since that's going to prevent him from what? From recognizing his and appreciating all the good that Hashem has given, all of his kaychas. Therefore, he's not going to be careful, he's going to be careless when it comes to fixing in his life his tafkid in this world, in the world that should be bishlamus, is dead. He doesn't feel that at all. But the kaychi v'aitzim yodi, the strength and the power and the wealth that the Rasha has, takes him further and further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Namely, he's paigim ba'asiyas atafkir v'olam shlamus. Okay, we'll stop here, and we're going to see Mr. Shem next week how all of this is going to bring us back to Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik. It's going to answer many questions. It already has answered many questions about who you are and how we're supposed to think, but it's going to answer the questions that we began with. Let's go ahead.